KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. It has been 1 year since a wildfire began burning outside Yosemite National Park. The Rim Fire is the largest fire on record in the Sierra Nevada. It burned 400 square miles, an area 9 times the size of San Francisco. Recently, a hunter pleaded not guilty to charges that he started it with an illegal campfire. Now, forest officials are working on plans to help the landscape recover by planting new trees. Some scientists say it is time to rethink how forests are replanted. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer has the story.
Eric Knapp is breaking apart a burnt pine cone, looking for seeds. What, in his line of work, is considered a clue.
Going into an area after a fire, you almost feel like CSI, you know, just kind of sleuthing.
Knapp is a research ecologist with the U.S. Forest Service. We're in a part of the Stanislaus National Forest that was severely burned by the Rim Fire. He's here to study how forests come back to life. Where we're standing, that's not a simple question. Every tree is dead.
Yeah, the trees in this area have definitely torched out. You can see the bark char going pretty much all the way up the tree.
A lot of the landscape looks like this. The firestorm swept through the forest, fed by high winds and bone-dry conditions. It cost more than $125 million to fight. On the forest floor, though, there are signs of recovery.
We have some of the shrubs coming back. We have lupins even blooming right here.
Underbrush is resprouting. Woodpeckers are searching for insects.
It's remarkable, even in 1 year, of what can come back.
California's historic drought may have helped, actually. Without big winter storms to create soil erosion, plants were able to take hold. Knapp finally spots what he's been looking for, a 3-inch pine tree.
It's growing, looking healthy.
He looks up, searching for where it came from.
The seed source is probably, there was green forest over there, at least 100 yards away. But nice thing about these pine seedlings is the seeds have little wings on them, and so they get up into the wind.
This is how Sierra Nevada forests regrow, Knapp says. Green trees on the edges of a burn send their seeds into dead areas.
And all the plants and trees can recolonize from the edge, but if your edge is too far away, that becomes more challenging.
That's the problem in the Rim Fire, he says. There are huge patches of dead trees, and seeds can only travel so far. The largest dead patch is more than 60,000 acres. Maria Benich of the Forest Service says, left alone, forest recovery in those areas could be slow.
We estimate it could take centuries, you know, a couple centuries to really get that, you know, back in because there's no seed source.
Benich is working on a Rim Fire recovery plan that includes reforestation. That's where young trees are planted to speed recovery along. The work could begin in a year and a half.
It's all done by hand, so it's all hand planted. Just little tiny guys that are, you know, 4 or 5 inches tall.
The seedlings are usually planted densely, 10 feet apart. Reforestation has been done this way in the West for decades.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow. It's your tree that clears the air.
Groups like the Arbor Day Foundation have raised money from the public to support it.
Trees for America.
But planting trees in the Sierra Nevada is no guarantee of success. After fires in 1987, the Forest Service replanted some of the forest in what's known as tree plantations. I visited one of those plantations last fall. There were rows and rows of trees, along with a big sign thanking all of the donors. The trees behind the sign were completely scorched. The Rim Fire had burned right through them.
These were fairly young, you know, 20 to 25-year-old stands, so they had branching all the way to the ground, a lot of interlocking branches.
That dense foliage helped the fire spread.
People have criticized how close we planted trees, but the idea all along was to come in year 7, year 10, and thin those out.
But it takes money to selectively cut trees and create spaces in the forest. The Forest Service had made plans to do it, but hadn't gotten the funds yet. Without that, the replanted trees went from restoration to liability.
Plantations are really prone to burning up.
Malcolm North says there may be a better way to replant trees after wildfires. He's a research scientist with the Forest Service and an affiliate professor at UC Davis. Researchers have learned a lot about how Sierra Nevada forests once looked, before Smokey Bear and decades of fire suppression.
But what we now know is that we want to eventually produce trees that have kind of a clumped and opening, a groupy, gappy type of structure. And that's the pattern which we find time and time again in these forests.
Trees could be planted in a way that mimics that natural pattern, in clumps instead of rows. That could make them more resilient to future fires, North says. A team of scientists and environmental groups has been meeting to work on that idea. There's still a lot to learn about how to do that type of restoration, but that's the silver lining of the Rim Fire, North says. With such a high-profile fire comes the opportunity to learn from it. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.
And funds for coverage of California public lands and state parks are provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.